It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
This is Davin's Den.
We are back. Segment three, the last segment we're doing tonight, and I'm not doing it with the clock. You can't make me. You are listening.
We're free. Free as birds.
Oh, God. I am taking off the shackles. Okay. So, Joe, you had an eventful weekend.
Oh, yeah. My weekend started on Friday evening.
That's when weekends usually start.
Right. But I said the event started Friday evening. Basically, there is a thing doing the right thing, but also there is sometimes when a stupid person has to pay the price. And I'm driving, I'm going to the mall to see if I can get a shirt for the engagement I'm going to on Saturday. So as I'm pulling in, I'm in the turning lane, the right turning lane, and I'm ready to turn. The person in the right lane is starting to turn into me. And I lay on the horn, and now he starts to turn in more. And I lay in the horn, and I had to jump the curb. I'm freaking out. My car's brand new. And I jumped the curb. I wound up destroying my tire.
Oh, geez.
And I pull along the side. And the guy goes, oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't see that. Well, I go, you destroyed my tire. I got to get another tire. And he goes, well, what should I do? I go, you're going to have to pay for the tire. And he goes, all right. I go, this is going to cost me at least $140. Oh, yes. Okay. All right. Let me run home and get the money. All right. I took a picture of his license plate. And I said, listen to me. I took a picture of your license plate. You come back. My buddy's a cop. I'll find you. And I'll come look for the money. So I have to take all the stuff out of the back of the car, get all the stuff. I change the tire, find the tire. To tell you the truth, changing the tire in the Kia is easier than changing it on the CRV, let me tell you. But nonetheless, I change the tire. The guy comes back, and he goes, I got the money. And I go, yeah, it's $140 for the tire. He goes, well, do you need any more money? I go, well, I could probably use another 10 bucks for my time. Oh, okay. Well, all I got to 20. So give me the 20. So he gave me $160, right? And I'm like, all right. Well, thank you, sir. You have a good day. I got the tire to replace the next day. It cost me $100. So
You made money on the deal.
Yeah, I made money on the deal. So I told Joe's girl, I go, yeah, $100 for the tire, $10 for the tip for the guy, and a $50 being an asshole without a license fee.
Yeah. Huh.
So the next day, I go up to Chrissy Mayer's wedding, and it was a very lovely affair, you know.
By the way, let's stop right there. I can only think of one wedding where people said it was horrible. I'm not going to say whose wedding it was, but for the most part, it's always it's a very lovely affair. Nobody ever goes, you know, it was a god awful shit show. I should have stayed home and watched Monster Trucks.
No, there's been weddings that I've gone to. Two weddings that I've gone to were like, you've got to be both out of state weddings, you know, so where they don't, where you're used to a New York style wedding and you ain't getting one.
So you're used to a nice catering hall and they're showing up at the Moose Lodge.
Yeah, right. Right.
Yeah.
Right. You know, and it's not a cash bar and all, you know, so I've been to, I think, three weddings where I'm like, oh boy. One where they ran out of food. And we didn't know where to get food. So yeah, so I've been to some dinner, but this was a good wedding. You know, hanging out with a lot of people on Ann's show, a lot of, you know, and Bob DeBono came in and he did President Trump, which was fun. And Ann and I were talking with Bob afterwards. And then after that, we retired to a bar that's off of where the catering hall was, where the wedding reception was. And we go in there, and everybody's going up and singing karaoke and stuff like that and having a good time. So I'm sitting with Ann and Ann's girlfriend, Missy Joe DeVito. You know, we're hanging out talking. I have my chair facing out. Gino Visconti goes up there, and he's singing. I forgot what song he's singing, but he decides to do interpretive dance and go out into the audience and mingle with the audience as he's singing the song. So he comes up to where I'm sitting, and he's just kidding around. He gives me a push. My stool was in the worst position. I go right over.
Yeah.
On the floor. And now I'm on the floor, and I'm lying there, and it's like people were nice enough to try to help me up. Are you okay? Are you okay? Okay. And it's getting from the point where it's like I'm fine. I felt like off his scooter, and I'm like, I'm fine, I'll get right up. So, Gino,
I followed Gino, and I can't
I was kind of getting pissed. Sir, get away from me. I'm not an elderly old man. I'm close, but I'm not elderly, you know?
Well, you're elderly. It just happens that the people you hanging out with are elderly or close to elderly.
All right, well, I'm not elderly. I'm approaching my senior years. I'm approaching.
You are a senior.
Shush, I'm not a senior.
Okay. And I'm not going to the cardiologist tomorrow. I'm running a marathon. Okay.
So you better go to the cardiologist tomorrow. All right. Anyway, so basically, Gino is so – he can't believe that it happened. So his girlfriend, Keanu, has got the phone, and it's – here it is. Well, I couldn't have done that. Gino's right there. Well, I didn't – it was an accident. Gino, I know it was an accident. are you sure? Gino, this, it was like the Zabruta film, right? So everything is fine. So yesterday, Big A, my friend Big A, goes, oh, they're talking about you on the show. Apparently that incident made the rounds on Twitter and stuff like that. So Gino is on his show in hot water, and I call in, and I go, Joe Curry, I'm so sorry. I go, Gino, I understand. As per usual, your brain is soaked with booze, and you don't know what you're doing. And, and he goes, I feel so bad. I go, well, you could have bought me a drink. So then they freeze frame it, and they look at Anthony, and they look at Joe DeVito and Missy, and he goes, do you notice the three of them could care less? And I go, do you want to know something? I go, I don't mind that, because they figure I'm going to get up. I go, like I said, I go, the people that were nice enough to help, they're starting to treat me like an elderly old man they found on the sidewalk. At least those two, the three of them couldn't give a shit, you know. So then an hour, about 2 hours goes by, Ant's show comes on, and I call into Ant, because obviously they're talking about it, and I call back into Ant's show, and Ant goes, it felt like you were down on the floor for 10 minutes. I go, because I'm wearing a suit. It's all slippery. I couldn't get my footing. And I go, and plus it was a nice hardwood floor to break my fall. And I'm trying to get up, and it's like, yeah. And then Gina goes, do you notice how, like, Ann and Joe DeVito and Missy don't care? I go, yeah. And I go, Ann, I don't have any malice to you, because you know what? You figured he's foot. He fell down. He'll get up. Fuck him. And I don't mind that, because I fell down. Don't worry about me. Fuck you. I'll get up. I'm fine. But I go, once again, it's the people, like I said, they were very nice. But treating me like Pop fell off the scooter. You know, sir, look, hold on. Get away from me, all of you. You know?
it was
fun.
You are just outside the age where you're going to be falling down a lot more. So it's good practice.
What did I tell you guys last week when I was walking through my family room? My ankle gave out, and I fell on the floor. Once again, a nice pergo floor, which is hard as a rock, which was nice and soft to land on. And while I'm sitting there, I'm going, this is going to be the dust bunnies under my freaking console is the last thing I'm ever going to see. They're going to find me dead on the floor, you know, and that's be that. And you know, God goes, do you have any regret? Well, I should have dusted, you know. So. But, so it was an interesting weekend.
I feel bad for Chrissy, because your stupidity upstaged her. Everybody's talking about you now.
No, there was plenty. No, she was the star of the show. There was plenty there.
Okay. Would she invite, like, everybody on the channel?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, a couple of people didn't make it, but everybody was there. As a matter of fact, Gino's girlfriend has her own podcast tomorrow. And from what I see on Facebook, I'm going to be on again. Well, not me personally, but the incident. So I might call in.
Gino's girlfriend has a podcast?
Yeah.
What does she do for a living?
She's a comic.
Oh, and she's dating Gino? She should know better.
Everybody says that.
I don't even know what this girl looks like. I've never heard of her. But, you know, I have no idea. But, okay. Yeah.
But, all right.
Is her podcast on Anthony's platform?
No.
Not yet.
On a YouTube thing. Yeah. Well, you never know.
Could take Pat Dixon's old show spot. Anyway.
Still an opening, yeah.
Is Pat Dixon still around doing anything? I don't know what he's doing.
Yeah, Pat. I think Pat's got his own podcast, and he's gigging. You know, he's getting by. You know, he's a good guy, man. I like Pat. Funny guy too.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was a shame. It was a shame that that happened. But it's a company. Even though it's run like F Troop, it is a company, and you have to have policy. And you know, unfortunately, he had to let him go.
Yes, and I'm sure Anthony's very very concerned about diversity as well. I'm sure he's hiring a vice president of diversity and equity as we speak. Yes. All right. Let's do some scamming scammers.
Hey, whoa, whoa. Always and forever.
All right, where we last left off Fake Davin and Jelena. Jelena was playing hard to get, but Fake Davin finally wifed her up. They finally became a couple. So
yeah.
Now she has had a phone issue, but she hasn't asked me for anything yet, or faked me for anything yet. So April 14th, 2020, she fell asleep in the middle of our conversation on the 13th. So So at 3:20.
Whoa! How long did it take you to figure that out?
Well, there's almost a 30-minute gap, but I might have figured it out sooner. But you know.
All right.
So on April 14th, 2020, she messages me at 3:36 a.m. Good morning, hun. I may not be able to whisper sweet nothings into your ear at night, but I can type them to you in the morning. I love you. Two kiss emojis and emoji with hard eyes. All right, here we go. Now we're taking on the forum. This is what I expect.
I see a line in the water is what I see.
I do not. I see a girl who has come to her senses and been wooed. That's what I see.
All right.
And she says, have a blissful day. So an hour later at 4:30 in the morning, I'm up. And now I get up, by the way, at 3 o'clock in the morning. So things are not getting any better. I go, good morning, baby. How are you? I go, it'd be lovely to wake up next to you. She goes, that will really feel great, honey. How are you doing this morning? I go, always good when talking with you. What time is your hair appointment? Remember, she's getting a hair appointment. And I advised against it because the COVID's on the loose.
Oh, right.
She goes, I go, it will feel great. I think about it a lot now. I'm talking about holding her. She'll be here in 30 minutes time. She doesn't live far from me. I go, are you excited? She goes, sort of, LOL. I laugh and said, take pictures while she does it so I can see. Now, let's see if she can do this. A little proof of life here, you know? Why not?
Yeah.
She goes, you have no idea how bad the rollers hurt when it stays in your hair for too long. I will, hun. Now, I've already seen pictures of rollers with her. So are we going to get more rollers? So I go, no, I do not. Not sure why you wear them, baby. And then she asked me what I'm doing this morning. I go, just chilling, thinking about you, to be honest. She goes, such a good feeling to know that someone cares about you. I go, I do, baby. I do, and it scares me how quickly it has all happened. She goes, funny how I feel the same about you. You have this incredible way of making my heart happy. Say.
Is she as scared?
She's scared?
Didn't you say it scares how scary we were falling quickly in love?
I did.
And she said, same here, baby. So I'm just wondering if she's just as scared.
She might be. Let's see. She goes, I go, you make it easy to want to make you happy. There's something about you. You're very special. She goes, aw, thank you, babe. You're so sweet, and I promise you my utmost love and care. I go, you're welcome, Jelena. You know, if I have that, I really don't need anything else. Well, maybe the vaccine. Probably like that. You know.
I need a vaccine.
Yeah.
Yeah, you will.
Or if I get the COVID, maybe a respirator and a comfy bed and someone to flip me.
I got to tell you something quick. Let me tell you something. This has been the first wedding I went to since I got divorced. And you're sitting there, and it's like being told a Ponzi scheme after you lost 10 grand. It's like, this is all bullshit. Especially when they read the what is love speech? Love is patience. Love is understand. Yeah, love is helping with the rent. Love is trying to cook a meal once in a while. Love is shoveling the driveway and helping me instead of staring out the window like a fucking poodle at me.
So according to Joe, love is the help. That's love.
Yeah. Funny, Joanne would agree.
He's not looking for a wife. He's looking for somebody who could do some the occasional manual labor.
Love is the landscaper.
Yes.
Yeah.
She goes, "Oh, thank you, baby. You're so sweet. I promise you my utmost love and care." Go, "You're welcome, Jelena. You know, if I have that, I really don't need anything else." She goes, "Well, you don't have to worry because your heart is safe with me. As long as there is me, your heart will be the best it can ever be. To keep your heart unbroken is a promise I am willing to keep, babe." Aw, she promised.
Oh, that holds a lot of water.
And then I send her some weird picture, unmovable GIF with some bobblehead character holding two hearts. I can't even describe this thing.
Yeah, apparently.
Yes. All right, he's got rosy cheeks. Anyway. and a bald head like you, stupid. You happy now? Right. Now I described it. It's you on your hands and knees holding two hearts.
Then you should just I sent her this very handsome emoji.
Yes. Who looks dead in the eyes. Anyway. I go, "Wow, the things you say, just wow, honey. I'll treat you like the queen you are." She goes, "I make you feel special like you're the only man on the surface of the earth." I go, "You do that. You leave me breathless. Like the only way to catch my breath is to kiss you. And if I know if I kiss you, my heart will race and leave me breathless again." It's a vicious cycle, I tell you.
Ugh, one that everybody's out of breath.
Well, that's why you got to see what the baseline is for the EKG and do that stress test.
Let me tell you something. The people in that sub are wishing they could catch more of a breath. Holy cow.
Love is to need an inhaler.
Sure.
Love. What is love?
Baby, don't hurt me. She goes, "Wow, baby, you're good with words." I go, "Not really. Just how I feel about you. With you, it all comes easily to me." She goes, "I'm happy that after everything I've been through, God brought you into my life. My guest just came in. I have to go now, hon. I love you." And I give her a big heart. "Okay, I have a good have a good time, honey. Take pics." And then I send her a Patrick from SpongeBob picture, staring with big eyes and hearts. He's quite adorable, actually.
Oh, I love Patrick. Yeah, that's right, SpongeBob. That's right, Devin. I love her.
Okay, there we go. She goes, "Enjoy your day, babe. Stay safe." I go, "You too, honey. Can't wait to see how you look." She goes, "Bye for now." I go, "Bye bye, baby." Blow her a kiss. And then 3 hours later, I message her. I go, "Someone is thinking about you and misses you at this very moment. I thought you should know." This is when I still gave a shit about my scammers.
Yeah. When you actually tried.
Yeah. Aww. After it gets to a point, it's like, I'm enjoying the quiet. It becomes like a real relationship. Why are they always there?
Right, exactly.
Annoying with that breathing in and out.
Yes. She goes, "Hey, I miss you too, babe, and trust that I'm always longing to hear from you. But it's either my phone is acting up and the network isn't favorable. How'd your day go, babe?" I go, "Hi, honey. Doing my radio show. How was the haircut, pics?" I go, "It sucks about your technology. Can you send me a voice message on Instagram? Really want to hear you. Let's hear who this person is." She goes, "Okay, hon." And then she sends me pictures with a white woman at a hair salon doing her hair.
Well, there you go.
But, was it the same white woman?
No, well, she's a white woman, but another white woman is doing her hair in a hair salon. Now, if you recall, the hairstylist was coming to her house.
Oh, so they're in a salon.
What was the name of the salon? Cut and paste?
Look at you.
As a cut.
Look at you. With a timely, well-placed joke. Who is this man? That was well done. And what's really weird is, so she sent me two pictures. Like, she was obviously planning that these are the pictures she has, so this is what she's going to send me. But she screwed up when she said that the woman's coming here, unless you live in a hair salon, stupid. So now I have the decision, am I going to call her on the carpet for this or not?
It depends on your mood. Depends where you want the bit to go.
What do you think, Pip?
Oh, I know, Devin. You're calling her on the carpet.
And then she sends me another picture. These are when I get the rollers off. I go, you're beautiful. I go, it looks like a salon, though. And then she...
Good boy, going the asshole route. All right.
Then she sends me another picture. I go, good God, I want you. And I blow her a kiss emoji. She goes, thank you. I go, you're welcome. She goes, are you done with your radio show? My battery's on 16%. I said, yeah, I'll borrow Pip's phone. That's a piece of shit, too.
Oh, God.
You can see the future?
Jesus Christ. Are you a scammer or a co-host? Jesus Christ. Scammers. I'm getting the same problem with my own fucking staff.
Yes. The scammer said, hold on while I stare at my phone for 30 fucking minutes at night. She goes, my battery's on 16%. I go, no, baby, I'm on air. Charge it now, and I'll message you in an hour and a half, in 1.5 hours. She goes, you can't believe it, but our lights are off. I go, what happened? Electricity shortage. Some part of my community
yak,
don't have light.
Yak fell off the treadmill.
Oh, that's true. I told you, that yak is an Asian animal, not an African animal. Why don't you listen? By the way, that will be an argument we have in one of the episodes of my pilot. It's of my show. It's already written, by the way. That is
awesome.
That will be an argument.
Of course it will.
Of course it will. She goes, some part of my community don't have light. This is the system I'm coping with. She goes, I wish you luck on your show anyways. I'm going to keep you in prayers. I go, thank you, baby. Should I message you when done? And then I go, I'm finished, baby. But she is not there. So we go to April 15th. And she messages me at 9:02 a.m. She goes, good morning, hun. How are you doing today? Sorry about yesterday, hun. I hate making excuses about my phone. But seriously, my phone is a problem for me. Oh.
Was this me?
Yeah. Pip, were you going as Jelena?
I cannot tell a lie. I chopped down a cherry tree.
You know what's amazing? We finally get one phone that's been an issue for 3+ years fucking dealt with. And then stupid pipes up. What about me? I'm a shit show too.
Well, last night, it's like I'm really apprehensive because I want to get, you know, I want to get this thing figured out. And the thing with the head, I was telling Davin yesterday, is with this headset, you can't bring the headset back once you buy it, because it's got your germs and everything all over it. So once you buy it, it's yours. So I'm like, I hope this works. So I'm sitting here in anticipation to make sure the levels are good. And meanwhile, your phone won't work. I'm like, you got to be kidding me.
I you know what? I was like, wait, excuse me, hot mess reporting for duty. I can't believe.
Well, I'm glad it worked out when we went live today, so that's fine.
Right.
Yeah, it was great.
You know what? Maybe sell your precious moments collections from 1984 and buy yourself a new fucking phone. How about you do that?
Precious moments collection? I don't have any of that shit.
I find that hard to believe. You're a hoarder. I'm sure it's in a box somewhere.
Oh, no. I hate those things. Okay. Oh, God. All those really weird-looking people with the huge eyes. No.
Fine.
I don't know.
Then sell your swatch of Wynwood pubic hair. Let's go.
Yeah. Precious moments mean something different. If they had a picture of me throwing my wedding photo into the dumpster and then Joanne turning around to see I threw it in the dumpster and waiting your turn to me yelling and me laughing, and she told
that was a frame
that my mother got us. You owe me $35. And then I go, money well spent.
So you did do spiteful things. That would have been good for that segment that we did earlier.
Yeah. Oh, God, I did the whole commercial. I'm like, you know, getting divorced, watching your ex-wife as you throw her wedding picture in the dumpster, priceless. Worth every $35 I paid.
All right.
Yeah, that is spiteful, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, it is. It would have done nicely in that segment, but I guess we don't get that now. Anyway, she goes, the phone is a problem for me. I go, it's okay, baby. We all have things that are a hindrance. Yours is the phone. Mine is Pip.
I see how this segment's going
to
go.
Yes, yes. Welcome to the barrel, dear. You didn't think you were going unscathed, did you?
No.
No. Okay, good. She goes, yep, how was night? I don't think I gave her the answers she was looking for. She was probably looking for a little bit more concern out of me about this phone issue.
Right.
Yeah, right. Probably was.
I go, good morning. Meh, I've had better nights. Right now, you're the only good thing I've had. I'm very appreciative of you being with me. Do you think we could talk so I can hear you, baby? I'm trying to get her voice now. Now, this is before, like, everybody who's on Instagram, you hear their voices all the time. It used to be really tough to get them to call.
Yeah.
She goes, I wish we could, babe, but I told you, my phone is faulty, and I just can't make no calls with it. Well, then it's not a phone now, is it, dear? No, no. See, because what a phone does is...
I can't make no call. Where is she, from Queens? Are you sure she's not calling from Queens?
She's Jelena from the block.
Yeah.
She goes, I wish I had a better phone. Do ya? Get in line.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, get in line.
She goes, I'm sorry that my phone is making our relationship hard, but we're going to triumph. I go, okay.
You can see what it makes her show.
Yeah. I go, okay. Can I hear your voice in a voice message on Instagram? Because that's not a phone call.
No.
She goes, I'm going to try and do that, but you should do the same because I want to hear you. And then she asked me what I'm doing this morning. I go, I need to call some airlines to work on my book. What are you doing? Oh, this is when I was trying to get refunded for flights that got canceled and everything. Mm. And when I was still writing a book until I said, no, I'm not. I got through two chapters. That was enough. There's too much sitting and writing in this.
Funny.
She goes, I'm relaxing. I go, that's nice. She goes, have a blissful day though. I go, you were leaving me? You don't want to chat? And then I go, I guess not. She goes, you seem kind of busy today, but we can still talk if you got time. I go, I'm always busy. It keeps me from going insane, but I always have time for my girlfriend. She goes, you make me feel so special, babe. I go, baby, I need to ask you a question, and you are special. She goes, shoot your shot, babe. Thank you, hun. I go, promise you won't get mad? She goes, okay. I go, my reality is I'm losing thousands of dollars a week in canceled work. If only it was that much. It is depressing. I'm really into you, but because of our region and my past with that region, I need to know this is real. If it's not, that's okay, and let's part as friends. But with my career and power, I really can't handle falling madly in love with someone only to find out it was a scam or something.
Ooh.
Now, let me ask you a question. Were you doing that to get a response, or were you doing that as you had other scammers waiting and you wanted to move on and it was the workload that you had?
Well, I always have other scammers, but I'm willing to embrace any workload. I think I was probably giving her a last shot to get out of here, probably. Mm-hmm. She goes, I understand what you've been through because you've been open with me from the beginning, and I know that you have insecurities. Now, remember, I told her about my ex-girlfriend from Ghana.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, but I'm just me, and I don't have nothing to hide. I feel you need to deal with your insecurities. Deal with that shit, stupid.
Wow.
Well, you got to figure out the time. I guess everybody's sitting on their ass with nothing else better to do, so what the hell?
Yeah. I go, well, I mean, there have been some troubling things, but you are so unique and special to me. It's an internal struggle. I just don't want to fall madly in love with you, turn my world upside down, only to find out it was never real. That shit kills people.
Yes, it does. For real.
She goes, I understand how bad it hurt when you were been lied to, but I'm real and don't have nothing to hide except everything. But
right.
I go, okay.
You know,
what?
She didn't need to speak exactly like this. With the, like Joe pointed out, like she's from Queens. I don't have nothing to hide. With the double negatives and stuff. She didn't used to speak like that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe she's easing into her bullshit. I don't know.
Oh, no.
I go, okay, sorry I brought it up. She goes, I recall that we FaceTimed some other time, so I don't know what you were worried about me, but it's fine. I totally understand. I don't have nothing against you. I go, well, we couldn't talk. Lots of people fake videos, but I'll take your word. I mean, I'm falling for you, so I'm just at the point where do I let it happen or do I pull back? Because there was that video where it was just like the picture of her and couldn't hear her because it was bullshit. She goes, I will always respect your decision. I go, if this is real, I will give you everything I have. If it isn't, well, you know. She goes, for me, I thought that I found the man I wanted as I'm slowly falling for you. But I don't know how you feel. I go, I'm falling for you. I really am. But to be honest, you scare me a bit, LOL. She goes, how? I go, by those big teeth you have. No.
All the better to eat you with.
Yes. I go, well, the fact that I care so much so quickly is scary. But like I said, your region, my past, we can't talk. The picture yesterday looked like a hair salon. I mean, there's a lot, but it always comes down to, do that I really care about Jelena Johnson? I just do. And I go, ugh.
You know, like I said before, at this point in time, nobody had nothing else better to do.
Yeah.
That's probably why she's sticking around. What am I gonna do? I got nothing to do.
Yeah, but you got to figure there's more lonely guys that she could be talking to.
All right, so you figure to put you in the mix, and if I get bored, I'll move on to something else. But yeah, nobody's got anything else better to do at this time. Everybody's just sitting around.
She goes, it's fine. It's fine if you don't trust me, but blame it on your insecurities. I can't force or impose nothing on you. I'll always respect your choice and decision. Doesn't seem like a well college-educated woman that we thought she was.
No, that's what I'm saying. All of a sudden, she doesn't sound right.
I go, honey, don't get mad. I had to ask. You answered. I'm all in. She goes, come on, Davin. I don't want to deal with the stress of being doubted. Eason? I don't know. The reason I tried to be open and sincere with you from the beginning. I go, I just said I'm all in. The matter's closed. If you feel there's no need to carry on with it, I understand, and no hard feelings. Yeah? What the hell happened here? What happened?
She's getting a little bipolar on you.
I go, I just said I'm all in, LOL. You can't get rid of me that quickly. I want to be your man. I want to be the guy you love. I want you to be my love. I'm in. Are you in? She goes, I've always been in, LOL. You make it easy to love. That's right. I most certainly do.
I like the way your take on that. Quick, get the horse shit out of the cupboard.
The horse shit is always within shitting distance.
Right.
Within shoveling distance.
Yes, shoveling distance. Yes, that's right. I go, aw, you're smooth, baby. I wish I could kiss you. She goes, I hate to be doubted because I have a clean conscience and no negative energy. She feels good about her little career.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, good for you.
I go, honey, you know where I'm coming from. I have a past. It affects me. But at the end of the day, I'm still standing next to you if you will have me. I'm just under a lot of stress right now. I'm sorry, baby. She goes, we all have a past, but that doesn't mean we should close our heart at love because you never know who God is bringing into your life. I feel good about you, and I want to risk it all. It's a lot going on, and everyone is under pressure. I understand your stress, babe. Trust me. I'm always here for you if you need anyone to talk to. All right.
It's sort of like the Hallmark Channel and the Catholic Channel merged together.
Yes.
Oh, Davey. Yeah, hey, Davey. I think I'm being stared. Oh, Goliath, that's not true.
I think I love her, Davey.
Yeah, somebody brought up a good point. Yeah, it's a religious show, and a talking dog is the sign of the devil. Kill Sally, Davey, that yodel-headed bitch.
I go, thank you, honey. I had a dream about you last night. She goes, really? I go, yep. She goes, wow, what was it about? I go, I told you, I'm falling very quickly. It's a bit embarrassing. She goes, okay, I'm falling you too, babe. You have no idea. I blow her a kiss. I go, have you ever yearned for...
I'm falling you too. Now you're talking like them.
No, she said, no, that was her. She goes, okay, I'm falling you too. That's what she said.
That's her saying that, or you say it?
That's her.
Okay, all right, you're off the hook.
She says, I'm falling. You are falling. There's the difference.
Dang. All right, Professor, thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah. Yeah, this didn't make the rounds like your little tumble did.
It's going to. We're going to talk about it on Twitter all day.
Please do.
Hysterical. Believe me, my picture has been up there the past fucking days.
On the floor?
Yeah, on the floor. Yeah, stupid Gino.
Well, he's an alcoholic. You should give him a wide berth. Anyway. So I blow her a kiss emoji. I go, have you ever yearned for someone so much that it hurts? She goes, that's how I'm feeling now, babe. I go, me too. It scares the shit out of me. She goes, I cherish every moment I share with you. Every day I'll be thinking about you. I go, do you have a plan of moving back to the States, baby? Or are you firm on Ghana? She goes, my whole life is centered around here, babe. I got my family here, but I definitely consider moving back to be with my man if the need arises. I go, okay, I would consider moving to Ghana, though, truthfully. I don't know if there's enough work to support a family there for me. And I know we are way ahead of things, LOL.
Yeah.
She goes, honestly, the States is far better. The condition here isn't favorable. I go, right now, the condition here isn't favorable. Every week, I'm losing thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
She goes, I'm just coping with life here because I don't have an option. I go, maybe we can be on 90 Day Fiance, LOL.
See,
well, everything was remote then, you know. It could still be possible.
Look at me angling for a TV credit in the middle of a global pandemic.
Why not?
She laughs. I go, I want to be one of the happy endings, LOL. I don't want to be the catfish dude or the dump dude, LOL. She goes, babe, is there a possibility that I could get a new phone? Because this phone is so problematic. My battery is almost dead already. Oh.
Oh, here we go.
All right, let's stop right here. That, I think what you said triggered her.
What?
You know, that if you're wrong, you don't want to be catfish, you don't want to be scammed. She might be going, all right, look, let's jump in now. You know, and if I'm told to go to hell, at least I'd waste much more time.
Yeah, but wouldn't the move have been to build up my trust since I'm so suspicious?
I don't know. You know, either that she's inexperienced with that, or maybe she figured, all right, you know what? Let me just, not for nothing, I think she jumped in at the wrong spot.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't do that, you know, but then, you know, it's like maybe she got, you know, a little triggered with that statement and figured out, let me see if I could just try to rake something over on this guy and go.
Well, we are a couple weeks into this relationship. It's about time she started playing the game properly.
Well, yeah, and maybe she started thinking, you know, this guy is kind of suspicious, so maybe I should, you know, jump in and start getting something before he's
Tip, and that's my point. Right.
Yeah.
I go, how would we do that? She goes, you could buy it from the store and send it over to me. I go, all the stores are closed, not an essential business. She goes, yes, right. I go, it's very strict in New York. Listen, you're really catching me at a bad time. I'm usually flush with resources and cash, but this is because I am always working. Right now, this is not the case. She goes, yeah, cool. I guess I got to keep to this phone. I hate to, love. I go, babe, I'm sorry. She goes, you don't need to be, hun. I go, New York is ground zero and things are tough here. I just feel bad. She goes, sorry. She's taking this very well.
Yeah, but, you know, she's probably doesn't want to be heavy-handed. And maybe she feels you keep you on the back burner. Then when things get better, she puts out the line again.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
I mean, I feel bad. I can't do anything for you right now. I don't give a shit about my hardships. She laughs. She goes, babe, I understand. Just take things easy. I believe that God is going to make a way. I love you, Davin. I'm really getting into you. I hope that you won't dash out my faith and put all my love and trust in you.
Did she said, I hope you don't bash out my face?
No, I hope you don't. No. She said, I hope you don't you won't dash out my face.
Oh, okay.
That's a little scary projection on your part, Joe.
Yes, sir.
I understand. I just kept, I slipped. I thought I was sending letters to my ex.
I go, what do you mean? She goes, I'm worried I might get played after all. I don't want to get hurt at the end because my life is for real. I go, baby, I'm an open book. You can ask me anything. I'm not going anywhere. She goes, I trust you, hon, and thanks for being open and honest with me. You got my heart. I go, you have mine. Now I want your body. And I give her a little devil head.
Right. My life is an open book. Even comes with its own crayons.
She goes, I got to go now anyways. My phone. I go, ugh. She goes, I need you, babe. I will text you later. I go, honey, you have me. I'm all in Jelena Johnson. She goes, bye for now. I go, bye, baby. She goes, XOXO. I send her a bunch of different heart emojis. And then later on in the day, about 2 hours later, I go, in my quiet times, I think of you. When I get frazzled, I think of you. When I need a reason to keep moving forward, I think of you. When I want to feel happy, I think of you. Every thought of you makes my heart race. You're always in my heart, Jelena.
When I want to pull my rod like a lawnmower, I'm thinking of you.
Oh, God. Doesn't it make the same noise?
So later on, she rates me. 5 hours later, she writes me. She goes, hi, hon. How did your day go? I miss you. I go, hi, baby. I go, it was okay. I watched a table read for a script I'm writing. How was your day? I missed you, too. Well, that went nowhere. I can tell you that much. She goes, had a smooth day because you made it fun. Thank you. Blows me some kisses. I go, aw, how'd I make it fun? She goes, well, I cherished the little time we shared together. I go, me too. I wish we could talk more. She goes, I appreciate the little things. I go, I wish I was in quarantine with you. She goes, aw. I go, if I have to be quarantined, you're my choice. She goes, how I wish that was possible. I go, me too. I really hope we can talk at some point. Then I go, are you there, baby? I go, how can we do that, babe? I've heard that all day, and I wish the same. I go, what is broken on your phone? Maybe I can find a video on YouTube and we can fix it. I just want to get closer, baby. That's all. See? Always trying to fix shit and help.
Yep.
And listen, if we can't find that video, there's another video I saw at a gig I just did. Are you shaved or not?
That's funny.
Oh, God.
She goes, I don't know the problem, but I mistakenly hit it on the floor sometime back and it's been acting up since. Sounds like something Joe would do. Mistakenly smack the phone around against the floor. This'll fix it.
I've done dumber shit than that, trust me.
I know. I believe you.
I dropped it on the floor. Your phone? No, my Joe.
I go, yeah, phones don't like it when you do that, LOL. I go, so it is where you talk that doesn't work, the microphone? She goes, plus battery and everything. I go, now why would you go and make me fall for you when you have a shitty phone, LOL? She goes, I'm just tired with this phone. I go, I'm sorry, babe. She goes, I know, right? I need a better phone to make communicating better. I want to feel your presence always. This is a smart play. So it's not just to help her, it's to help us.
Right. Yeah.
I go, I feel the same. I imagine waking up with you or watching a movie together or just staring at you when you don't see. Maybe it's silly, but it is what I do. She goes. She laughs. She goes, I'm fine with that. I enjoy being admired, especially from my man. I go, I admire you, baby. Tell me about growing up in Orlando. And I'm like, where'd you go? She goes. And then, not sure. And like 7 minutes later, she comes back. She goes, I had a fun childhood memory, being the only child of my parents. I was pampered and loved. I grew up with both parents. Life changed after my dad has his car crush and lost his life. I go, do you have a lot of friends? She goes, I had a few friends from school. I go, why? You seem like you'd be popular. She goes, nope, I don't like attention. I'm okay being by myself. Tell me about your childhood memories. I go, really? You reached out to a complete stranger on Instagram? That's not the behavior of a loner, LOL.
True.
She laughs. She goes... I go, as you know, I too was an only child. I didn't really like being home. A lot of violence in my home. I left my house when I was pretty young. I guess that's why I'm so independent. I go, are you in a sorority in college? She goes, no. Why do you ask? I go, the robe you were wearing in your picture is from a sorority. I guess you're just a lesbian and snagged it from your ex.
Reach.
She goes, okay. I go, what's okay? Okay from you scares me. She goes, okay, good night. I go, oh, fuck. Don't do that, baby. I have no idea why you're mad, so please tell me, baby. She goes, I gotta go to sleep now. Chat later. I go, come on, don't do that. What did I do? I go, seriously, this is not cool. I have no idea why you're mad, and then you shut down. We're not going to work unless we communicate. I'm trying to have a real and loving relationship, but I can't do that if you don't tell me why you're mad, and you storm off. I don't want a relationship like that. If you want to be together, we need to communicate. I guess you need to decide if you want to be with a man that needs you to tell him what is in your head. Let me know when you have decided, Jelena. And that's where we will leave it.
Oh, well.
I think this got from very lighthearted to very serious very quick.
Yeah. I don't think she liked being called a lesbian.
They generally don't.
They don't. No. Like, it's not a big deal, but they get all bent about it.
Well, maybe she thought I was pushing my gay agenda on her.
That's funny.
Stop pushing your gay agenda on the scammers, Davin.
Yes. But, I mean, we are in a loving relationship now.
Yeah, it sure sounds like it.
And she does...
Yes, getting a little serious. Also, she mentioned that she's looking for some money or the phone.
The phone, Joe.
I understand that, but the money's not far behind.
Right. This is like their hallmark of like pushing all of a sudden. Actually, fake Davin was pushing the relationship agenda first, but now she's all in. But she's also all into the, oh, honey, can you do this for me? I really do need a phone so that we can chat.
You answered the question that I was going to ask, where did she feel, is she falling in love or is she reeling in? And she's throwing all that lovey chat because she wants to get that phone, you know, that phone.
I think I think because she's in love.
It's all premeditated, my friend. All premeditated.
I don't see it that way at all.
Oh, okay.
I see a loving relationship. That's what I see.
It's fun. Yes,
of course.
I mean, I could do.
It's fun to pretend.
I could do one more day, or we could call it a night. It's up to you.
Let's call it a night. I got to eat and go to bed.
Okay.
I'm exhausted. Sorry.
And I'm letting you guys out early, too. All right.
Yeah.
School's out.
Yes. All right, Joe, why don't you give us our Portobello plug?
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. Every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs have it catered to any dietary need. That's ensuring every meal is not just a visit, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday. And on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets, now that's your destination for that special event. Sweet 16, wedding, office party, anything that's going to impress. Their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion, but it will be a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the popular comedy nights throughout the year, which includes Davin at Sidespinning Productions. And they're going to be a great show on July 17th. Featuring
14th. July 14th. July 14th.
July 14th. July 14th. So it's going to be a great night. Join us and experience, before then, experience all that Portobello has to offer, 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. To learn more, call 201-337-8990. That is 201-337-8990. Or visit their website, portobellonj.com. You deserve the best. You deserve a great night out. You deserve Portobello.
Any other gigs besides the one we're doing this weekend?
Oh, yeah, we'll push our gig. Davin and I will be at Hudson Mills this coming Saturday night, June 24th. It's going to be a great show, and unfortunately, the flyer doesn't show the information to call. Davin can pick that up from me.
Okay. Yeah. What the hell? Why the fuck? Where is it? Oh, I'm on the wrong page. What the hell? Oh, there we go. Yes, we're going to be at a Hudson Mills Tavern on June 24th, and the number to call is 845-429-5700. 845-429-5700. Joe and I will
Thanks,
be there.
Pal.
All right, I guess let's call it a night. That was it was weird getting back to that way of doing things.
Yeah,
it was. And folks, thank you for bearing with us. But you will see that reason for having our new format. Thank you for standing by. And yeah, it was good to be back on the clock again. And yeah, it was a very interesting night. We're just fine tuning some stuff. And we will be running like a fine oiled machine with the new format soon.
All right. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening.